Board of Trustees, Kaskaskia Abatement District Board to order. Boy, I'm all tongue-tied. Thursday, May 22nd, 2025 at 7 p.m. I'm Joe Hanson, representing Cornish.
Sierra Bradley, clerk.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Dave Gatherum, Hyde Park.
Gregory Shannon, Nibley.
Joe Archer, North Logan.
Craig Hidalgo, Clarkston.
Paul James, Hiram.
David Wood, Malaga.
Kermit Price, Millville.
Dave Hatch, Trenton.
Jeff Ricks, Unincorporated. Dave Kins, Providence.
Thank you. Welcome. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
Joe Archer, I move we adopt the agenda.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
David Wood, second.
I have a motion to second. Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve minutes of April 24th, 2025 meeting.
Paul James, I move that we approve the minutes as written for the 24th of April.
Gregory Shannon, second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or question? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I understand I wasn't here.
Motion passes. Manager report.
It's coming.
Where you been?
I know.
I was eating alive the other night.
Thank heaven.
They're here.
Cool. We've got a few calls. We got a call. Sierra May was going to bring it up, I'm sure. But we got a call from Millville. A lady upset that we're not fogging every night right now because she's got a wedding next weekend. But the problem with her is she wanted it 2 weeks ago because apparently our fogging has to be done 2 weeks ahead for it to work. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So she.
Where's the wedding?
I didn't get an address because she's like,
fog
it's
the whole town.
Because I was like, can I have your address? And she's like, nope, it's too late. I'm like, okay.
I do need to go down there by the river and check, and I'll probably do that Monday. So, where that the guy that runs the historical farm down in that little alcove back where the river comes up, and he's got some ponds there, so I need to go check it out. The other thing is, last time I was all excited and said that I had all my workers. Well, my workers have all gone to other places. And so I offered it to three people who were great candidates, but then USU, they were looking for research and internships, and USU offered that to two out of the three. And then my one just had surgery on her back, and she's hoping to be back with by the first week of June. So she had, what happened, she had surgery last summer, and she worked for Uinta County over in Evanston, and they loved her and wish she was back, but she just wants to be in the valley. She'll do a great job. We just got to get her healed. So because of that, I got one down, and I need your guys' approval. I know I'm not trying to make this a family affair, but my daughter knows what she's doing. I need somebody to work, if it would be okay if I put her on until I can try to find somebody, or put her on through the summer.
Just replace this girl that comes through.
She's 20. She's the one that just got married.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. There's that issue. Well, you know, if she's good, whatever. But what's the legal thing for us? Any, you know, I don't know.
It's nepotism.
What's the deal with that? I mean, it's either when there's,
well,
if you can't find anybody,
there is laws. But if you can't find anybody, then you can accept.
What does our bylaws say?
I can't remember.
Way, I mean, does it say unless all other options have been exhausted or whatever.
I still have it listed. I'm still looking on the website. I'm still putting it out there, so.
How many hours on the night shift a week is it? Is that what you're looking for, or day
no,
shift?
No, this would be day, so it would be a 40-hour.
Can you just Control-F?
I just didn't know what to... What
I wouldn't see it. Personally, I don't see a problem with it as long as you keep looking.
Okay.
I don't know. What does that entail? Just keep it advertised?
Yeah.
Keep it advertised is looking.
Yeah, and it said, I have to look this up for one other deal out of town. And if they're the only candidate that's applied, then you can do it. But, you know, the option is you need to keep it posted in case you can find somebody else.
Then you let them go?
Nope.
So my question is, if we keep it posted and nothing happens in June 1st, we don't meet till the end of June, can we pre-approve that if we're in it, we need there, that she could be hired?
I mean, as long as it's legal, I don't have a problem with it.
That's with me.
Otherwise, we have to wait till the end of June to do it.
He's done his due diligence. And nobody's stepping up. He's done his due diligence.
Well, they lost everybody, so.
But if the girl comes back with the back, is that who she's replacing?
No.
In addition.
Pretty soon, if we don't have enough, get rid of enough mosquitoes, we'll all be blood relatives.
That's true.
That's right.
Nice loophole.
Yeah, we went through this one other time.
Yes.
You're still down one, aren't you?
Like, didn't you hire your son once?
Yeah, they
still... We went through it on that.
They still fog for me, actually.
I can't remember what the...
Well, I know one guy that would like to fog, but I don't think he can do the date time thing.
Yeah, we've...
You're still down one, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you still got to keep it posted no matter what.
Yeah, but I'll keep it on there, so... The other thing is the UDAF has changed their non-commercial pesticide licensing stuff. Luckily, I got in and did mine in February, but then May 1st they went in and done it. And I think the state of Utah blindsided UDAF with the new website and everything and how to log in. So I've working on trying to get everybody with their non-commercial, and Kaylee, I will make, she'll get a non-commercial pesticide license as well, just like everybody else. So I'll make sure that everything is kosher with what she's doing. But right now I'm trying to get, I can be a proctor for all the testers, but the UDAF hasn't gotten back to me, and I've emailed them a couple of times, but I think they just got slammed all of a sudden with this new, what's going on. So I talked to him and said, don't worry, we know that there's problems, we'll get it taken care of, but we're not going to ticket you if you're not. But we're trying to get everybody.
So it says in nepotism, no trustee or employee shall violate code 52 R52-3, which prohibits employment of relatives with few exceptions. So I don't know what Utah code, if let me read the...
One of the exceptions is if they're only qualified.
I'm wondering if that's talking about a full-time employee or a part-time, like summertime employee,
We went through this once, that's why I remember. I don't know where it is in.
It's any...
I could probably go to the...
Do R52, see if it's Control-F and R52.
That's a trustee, isn't it, not anybody else?
I wonder, I could go to the slides from when I got hired. Because we had to go through that. Let's see, 23... When did it come in?
I don't
Marjorie.
You know, with, if there is no, I know there, if there's no other option, it's okay. I don't know how long. I say go for it.
Yeah.
Keep it advertised. In the meantime, as far as our thing goes, maybe you can look it up really quick and just show us next month.
It says exceptions.
There it is.
Which kind of fall into us. In towns or rural areas.
Is the only or best person available qualified or eligible for the position?
Yeah.
Is the only, it's the thing for us right now.
Yeah, they're the only person that's available.
Yeah.
Only ones willing to do it.
I know, we've had to do that in our town. We just try to find somebody, you just...
I think two is what we've got to pay attention to, Richard. You can't evaluate them.
Right. So...
It says if the job opening has a reasonable public notice and relative to the best...
What do you know?
I think that's where we're at.
I think we're there. And I move that we allow this to happen. But I think disclosure ought to be filled out when you do it.
Okay.
And them also.
Okay. But so you have another one open too, right?
No, just
this is
one.
It?
Yeah.
So does he need to keep advertising?
I think we
it?
Keep it posted.
Yeah. I'll keep it posted.
Yeah.
For this one?
Well, there may be if she doesn't come back with it back, there would be another.
Oh, story. Yeah, for that one. But you don't keep it posted in case you find somebody and they kick her out.
You're right.
Yeah, I can't see that.
Oh, I just think we let her, you know, we, as long as there's a disclosure and we allow that to happen, we did our due diligence.
Yeah, it's,
I would just document everything.
It's not going to close the budget.
I don't think we need to approve it, just my voice. We just correct. We're in agreement here.
Everybody okay with that?
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, you'll second.
Do we want to do a motion?
You already did.
Yeah.
I made the motion.
And then Craig seconded.
Do we have a motion and a second?
Yep.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes.
You just probably need to tell us how you're going to evaluate performance.
Okay.
Or not evaluate.
When are you going to start, Richard?
We are starting June 3rd.
June 3rd, okay.
Tuesday. I think it might be best just to, if you do, do you do an employee evaluation at the end of the season, or?
Not really, because I never know who's coming back and who is. So.
If we do, maybe, you know, if we do, we probably ought to have Jill do it.
Yeah, we can do that. This might be her only summer anyway, because she's headed up to college, so. That's her first year, second year, so.
Well, it'll take a lot of pressure off you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you have her to fill in. That'd be hard to fall behind like that.
Okay, anything else, Richard?
No, I did have one guy apply. He said he would only take $30 or no less. And I go, well, nice try, but here we go.
All of us wish we got this guy did $30.
Did he have a lot of experience?
No.
Experience asking for a lot of money.
On top of that, we had to pay for his postage to get it.
Yeah. You can't put enough.
Really?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, that's kind of the generation we have.
Yeah.
It is. I'm trying. I talked to a guy the other day that was parked in a red zone. I was out doing bus duty, and he was parked in the red zone. I said, you can't park here. He goes, I'm not parked here. And I just looked at him going, and I'm not standing here talking to you, but here we are. I mean, that's the generation we have.
That's right.
Sarah?
Okay. My usual, do your training. Deposit your checks from last time. And then one question I have is some of the, when I go to QuickBooks, there are some checks, one person in particular that doesn't deposit their check. When can I void those?
Does it say anything on the checks? They're voided after so many days?
Click on, so Some of them say 90 days, don't they?
Yeah. 90 or 180 or whatever.
Usually it's 90, but I just wanted to.
They have, Science has a policy on that. You might want to check with them, which is what it is. They won't cash them.
Why wouldn't they cash them?
It's usually written on the front.
They won't like it.
Maybe we ought to, maybe we ought to look at having that checked on the next comes the year.
How old are these checks?
I don't know, but Dave just bought a whole box, so I don't know if the new ones.
Like a year old or 2 years old or?
They have the bank has a policy. You just need to check.
Maybe the person, whoever it is you're talking to, doesn't even know they didn't do it.
I don't know. I've only met him once.
Okay.
Since I've been here.
He counts all the time, though, huh?
No.
Nope.
Occasionally, his check isn't for very much then. During the winter,
he's been here once in a year.
So.
I don't know. Let it follow the bank rules.
Okay, I can check
that. There's a guy I work with. He showed me a couple of his checks. He was on the board last time.
Here, you want me to ask?
Scott Larson.
Sure.
It's been a lot of payment.
If he'll ask when you deposit that, that would be great.
Two checks he showed me. He says, do you think I can get paid for these? I says, no.
I think it's a toss-up because there was one check that I found that was past the usual like 60 or 90 days, which is the typical, but I was able to mobile deposit and it worked. So yeah, that's my only question. And it's only like, I think that it's really only one guy who I have like passed once. So that's where, because then that would put our pending checks amount down.
Void after 10 working days after he the receipt of the letter. Then you've notified and done everything. And then
we'll see.
We start putting something on our checks.
Maybe.
Yeah, put it on the check.
Because another thing, too, is when I took over, Jessica's like, this person's check, he never would deposit. Debbie would do it for him. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. He can do his own.
Yeah.
So.
The standard business check is generally considered valid for 6 months from the date issued. However, some checks may have void after a date printed on them, like 90 days.
Okay.
Next time you order, let's just put that on there.
Yeah, we're going to get a rubber stamp and do
them. Hey, Dave, do you think the new checks have?
Just, you'll have to handwrite it.
Literally, he just bought a box 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
so
just
stamp
it.
Okay.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
We killed a lot of trees for those.
We did. That's a lot of checks. Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. Review and approve bills.
Okay, so as of, that is our PTIF and our Zions. And then that is, as of QuickBooks, that is what our pending checks we have that haven't gone through. So then that's where our budget is looking. And then our overall, just a snapshot. And then bills are our typical personnel. We have our abatement, fuel, maintenance, operation sites. We have office supplies is big because we just bought checks. And then Richard is getting just the safety equipment for the summer, boots, gloves, and then the training for the pesticide license. So.
Are checks that expensive?
Yes.
Yep.
Wow. Didn't know that.
What did it come to?
Just the checks alone was $1,509.92.
How many?
Like 50 cents a check.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. They're expensive. I just have to know that.
Is it cheaper to just do direct deposit?
Well,
you only get paid every 3 months.
So the workers, all the workers, we do get direct deposit.
So it's,
okay.
I want to get two.
So, yes.
For the most part, you guys get paid by check. There's the credit card, and then there's like one or two bills that have to be paid, but most everything is automatic.
Through the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm planning on it.
Yeah.
probably last longer than I will.
So.
The drones, the thing under the drones is I got new propellers and we need new cameras on one of the, on the big one. So those cameras are about $350 a piece.
Just give them away, don't they?
Don't we have a warranty on for 5 years or something, or not?
Not that, that's normal wear and tear on
when
it.
They fall in the river. They
yeah. If they fall in the river, we got insurance on them. So.
Paul James, I move we pay the bills.
I'll second it.
Oh. Who seconded it?
Joe did.
Joe Archer.
Okay, all right, Joe Archer.
Usually works, Joe.
I'll wait for the next one. This one I'm always jumping right on.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Anything we need on the agenda for next month? Did I hear a motion to adjourn?
Joe Archer, I move that we adjourn.
I'll second it. Wait, Kim.
We have a motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Good luck on your grandfather.